With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Heavy snow combined with fierce winds are producing blizzard conditions across the Northeast, with an I-95 corridor especially hard hit. The National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Kadima says some places could end up with 2 feet of snow.
It's a really powerful storm system that's off the middle Atlantic coast right now. It's heading northeast. We'll be passing south of New England. And the intensity of the storm is pretty impressive, so it's producing bands of heavy snow to the north across the region.
People are being urged to stay off the roads. In some places, travel bans are in effect. Thousands of flights have been delayed or canceled, impacting air travel far beyond the Northeast. And hundreds of thousands of utility customers are without power as the heavy wet snow and the high winds bring down power lines. Mexico is dealing with a spasm of violence. It follows the Mexican military's killing of a drug lord wanted by both the Mexican and the American governments. Correspondent Marcela Sanchez says a dead man led one of Mexico's fastest-growing criminal networks.
The Mexican army says it killed powerful drug lord Nemesio Rubén Oseguera Cervantes in western Mexico on Sunday. He was killed during a shootout in his home state of Jalisco. He was known as El Mencho and was the powerful leader of the Jalisco New Generation cartel. Cartel members responded by burning cars and blocking roads in 20 Mexican states.
And because of the violence, residents and tourists are being urged to remain indoors. He was armed with a shotgun and was carrying a gas can. The 21-year-old North Carolina man shot and killed by Secret Service agents after breaching security, President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate over the weekend. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures down 218 points. This is SRN News. Kansas lawmakers pass a bathroom bill.
To do it, they had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The new statute will bar males from using female restrooms and locker rooms in government buildings. Republican Representative Carolyn Cahar says, quote, "Our young women deserve to have restrooms and locker rooms where they can undress without men in the room. This bill protects girls and women, the ones feminists used to claim to stand for. It will go into effect in Kansas immediately." Michael Harrington reporting.
A hopeful sign in a war-ravaged Balkan nation, Kosovo's Christian and Muslim communities both embarked peacefully on a traditional period of fasting and spiritual reflection last week. This year marks a rare occasion when the start of the Muslim month of Ramadan and the Christian period of Lent coincide. Kosovo is more than 90% Muslim, still reeling from a war in 1998 that it waged for independence from predominantly Orthodox Christian Serbia. SRN News. Greenland is saying thanks but no thanks to President Trump's offer to dispatch a hospital ship to the Danish territory.
The president said he was working to send a hospital boat to Greenland, but the prime minister there said no thanks to the offer, pointing to their public health care system. In a weekend social media post, Donald Trump claimed Greenland has many people who are sick and not being taken care of. For much of the past year, the president has repeatedly said he wants to take over Greenland for national security reasons. Greg Clugston reporting.
Rob Reiner's son Nick is set to enter a plea in the killings of his parents after weeks of legal drama and delays. Prosecutors bring him back to a downtown Los Angeles courtroom today for final for arraignment on the first two first-degree murder counts. He now has a public defender, Kimberly Green, after private attorney Alan Jackson quit in January. More details at srnnews.com.